wish I could go back to college. Life was so simple back then.
What would I give to go back and live in a dorm with a meal plan again?
I wish I could go back to college. In college you know who you are. You sit in the quad and think, oh my god, I am totally gonna go far.
Welcome to Tannins and Tunes. I'm Jessica, and I am here without Jimmy today. It's going to be me and my class here at TCU. This is so exciting, you guys. So hi, friends. Hi, moms. To everyone out there, I'm so excited that you are joining us for this super special episode. A little bit of background on what this is. So next week, we're going to release an episode where all of my students present a 5-minute version of their research that they presented in their honors section of Survey of Musical Theater that I teach here at TCU. That's why I've been in Dallas. That's why I haven't been with Jimmy every single week. It's made my life really, really sad, but also awesome because I'm really excited to be here. So they are going to present their research next week, but I wanted to sit down with the class today and talk about the why, talk about why they decided to take the class and just get a little bit of insight on what they've learned this semester. So hi, guys. So let's have somebody pick up the mic and answer the question and go ahead and introduce yourself when you pick up the mic. Answer the question, why did you initially decide to take Survey of Musical Theater in your freshman year here at TCU?
Hello, guys. My name is Claire. I am a student in this awesome class. Really big fan of Tannins and Tunes. Currently wearing a shirt for Tannins and Tunes.
Guys, she has a Tannins and Tunes t-shirt. This is the best day of my life.
I do. It has rainbow letters on it. It's very cute.
Jimmy would be very proud of you.
I can make Jimmy one. Anyways, I took this class because I have always loved doing acting and I continue to act now. So really getting to know and understand the history of musical theater from such an early century all the way till now, it is very informative and you get to kind of see the patterns of things that work and things that don't work. And it really just makes you feel like you just know the stories much better, and it's just like a good way to, I just feel like everyone should know this in the world, you know?
Totally.
Yeah. And also, so I'm a film major, and my favorite part during this class was definitely when we hit the marks of how some of these musicals were turned into movies and films and how basically the film industry got kicked off because of Broadway. And that, without Broadway, our world would be so different today. So I didn't realize that at first. So I just find that really fascinating. And I will continue to carry that that fascination with my future work in film and acting. So I really appreciated this class.
Awesome. Cool. Anybody else want to talk about why you took this class?
Hi, my name's Anna. And I think for me, it was just musical theater has been like a really big part of my life, like since I was so young. And it's been something that I think really contributed a lot to who I am today and just like getting comfortable with myself. And going into college, it was kind of scary for me to not be going into theater and be wondering how is this passion going to continue in my life. So I think for me to have something my freshman year, first semester of college, that always like reminds me why I love it so much. And we get to spend so much time in the class just learning about all these little tidbits that you wouldn't have known otherwise and just appreciating the way that musical theater can be seen in our culture everywhere, even if not everyone recognizes it. I've started to notice like a lot more things now. But I think for me, it was just really nice for me to have that kind of sense of continuing my passion into college and realizing that it's going to be a lifelong passion and it's not something that's just going to go away, maybe because I might not be in as many shows, but it's still something that I see as a huge part of who I am and I really appreciate it.
Awesome. And then Alex, did you want to say something?
So I'm Alex from Baton Rouge, in case you can hear my deep Southern accent. And in high school and junior high and elementary, I was really big into theater. So I knew when I was looking through fine art classes here, I knew I wanted to do a theater class for my fine art. But I can't sing, I can't dance, and I can't act. So I needed one where I didn't have to perform. So I saw Survey of Musical Theater. You sit there, you hear about history of theater. Seemed pretty cool. And so far, I've really enjoyed it. It's been a very interesting class.
Awesome. Chloe, why don't you tell us one of your favorite things that you've learned in class? I know, I totally just put you on the spot.
I've loved just getting to know the backstories behind the musicals, because I've always just attended the musical, but I've never really known like what all went into it, who the composer was, who directed it, that kind of thing. I just kind of sat and watched. I never really participated in the background of it. So I thought that was really interesting to get to know that aspect of it as well.
Yeah, totally. Allie, did you want to say something too?
That's great.
I was actually just going to add on to that. When we watched the chorus line, was it just called
Every Little Step?
Yeah, Every Little Step. I think that was really interesting because you got to kind of see what the like people behind the scenes went through, mm-hmm. and what every dancer and actor has to go through in order to get a position in musical theater. So I didn't know any of that. I've only been to about 2 musicals in my lifetime, and I can appreciate them, but I've never, and I just thought it was kind of easy to get a job. You have the talent, but everybody there is so talented. So getting that job out of like everybody that actually applies for it is crazy.
I had to leave one of my sections of class a little early today in order to go to a callback, and I mentioned that, and the whole class just erupted in like cheers and applause, because they understand exactly that it's a lot harder than people think. And I don't think that some of those people would have done that earlier in the semester before we watched that movie. What do you think?
Yeah.
Allie, just continuing for a second, I know that you are in speech pathology, and your research that you presented was really close to what you're doing as a major. Do you think that this research will impact your eventual goals?
It actually, I'm kind of, because there's a lot of things that you can do with speech path. You can either go through working with kids and helping them with speech impediments, or you can kind of go into more helping people who have had like vocal cord paralysis. And I hadn't even thought about going into helping people who have had vocal cord lesions, which are like nodules or cysts or polyps. And learning about those, honestly, has been like, it kind of threw me for a loop, because I wasn't really expecting to like learning about that so much. So I definitely could look into that more, but
yeah,
we'll
totally. Yeah. And Mary Elizabeth, I know that you know some other people, like you're a part of sorority, right? And you know some other people that have taken musical theater who are in maybe some of my other sections. Has that provided a way for you to talk to other people within your sorority?
It definitely has, because instead of just like talking about like day-to-day life, like how's like just school and studying going, we actually get to talk about like meaningful things that are going on in the world. And like some of us have even gone to shows together and like seen them, and then we can go on and like talk about them and just like studying together. And really provides like a social aspect of like talking about it. And also my brother loves musical theater, so like that's brought me really close to him as well, just like being able to have the knowledge to talk more closely with other people about like other things than just like the typical day-to-day stuff, and like get to know them a little better through different things they enjoy.
Totally. Okay, so this is something that happens in every Tannins and Tunes. We play a game. So guys, don't let me down. Here we go. So we do have a little song on Tannins and Tunes, so if you know the song, you can feel free to sing along. And I am going to put a disclaimer out here ahead of time. We are not drinking wine. We are drinking sparkling grape juice today in honor of being here at university and not wanting to get fired. So this roundtable discussion is pairing very nicely with our Welch's red and white options of sparkling grape juice, which you can find perfect for the holidays. Check it out. You can find it at any Walmart or Target. Okay, so here we go. Now that we've got some wine in us, we're gonna play games right now. It's weird doing it without Jimmy. Okay, so we are gonna play a game. And we are going to see if you all can name all of the Pulitzer Prize winning musicals. Here we go.
Showboat.
Okay.
Hamilton.
But Showboat didn't win. Showboat didn't win a Pulitzer.
Oh. It was a guess.
Okay. Okay. Guess. Okay.
Hamilton.
Hamilton. So we have one.
Rent.
Rent. Number two.
A Chorus Line.
Chorus Line. Number three.
Next to Normal.
Next to Normal. Number four.
Fiorello?
Fiorello, number five.
Didn't Oklahoma win one? No? No.
Okay, so just to recap, so far we have, what did you mention? Yep, Hamilton, Rent, Chorus Line, Next to Normal, Fiorello. So we have five so far.
He asked about Oklahoma.
Oklahoma did not, no.
We have four more.
So we have four more.
Of the I Sing.
Of the I Sing, six.
What?
Stephen Sondheim won a Pulitzer Prize for this musical.
Stephen
Sondheim.
Company.
Nope. Close, though. Nope. Company didn't. This is a Stephen Sondheim show about an artist.
Sunday in the Park with George.
Yep, Sunday in the Park with George. That's right. Okay, so we're still missing a couple. We're still missing two.
South Pacific.
South Pacific, yep. We're just missing one more.
Nick Jonas.
Uh-huh, it's the one with Nick Jonas.
Oh. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Yes! Okay. Awesome! Great job, you guys. Friends and moms, they have to know all of the Pulitzer Prize winning musicals for their final exam. So this was a little test to see what they have to do. Okay, so I just want to wrap this up with any last things that you want our listeners to know about this class, maybe people who want to take this class next year. What advice would you give them, or things would you tell them about Survey Musical Theater?
So this is Claire again. I definitely recommend taking this class, because even if you're not necessarily interested in musical theater, this is history. This is history of the whole world and different parts of the world coming together to create something that has really contributed a big part in history. And in class, we also we study the musicals, but we also study the time periods. And that is very important. And also, if you're taking a history class, such as like a U.S. history class here at TCU, a lot of the stuff we learn in this class in musical theater will carry over into other classes, and it gives you great participation points in other classes. So 10 out of 10 recommend.
Awesome.
If it works in your schedule, take the honor section of it. The lab is a lot of fun, and it adds a whole nother level of like research and understanding to the rest of the class.
Definitely. Yeah, you get to research something that you're really interested in and you want to expand a little bit more on. Anybody else?
The class is just really fun. We get to watch a lot of videos and stuff of shows that I think just adds like a whole other layer of learning about it, because we get to talk about it all first and then you can see it all firsthand. And I think it's just a really special opportunity that you don't get in a lot of lecture classes to really enjoy everything you're talking about and watching, even if you don't think you like musical theater. I've talked to a lot of my friends who ended up really liking it in the class.
Awesome. Well, that's great. I am going to do a little bit of a plug. So if you enjoy Tannins and Tunes, you can check us out on Instagram at Tannins and Tunes on Instagram and on Twitter. You can email us at tannins and tunes@gmail.com. And for those friends and moms who are maybe tuning in for the first or second time based on these awesome people who are in this class, you can actually subscribe to Tannins and Tunes on Apple Podcasts Podcast or on Stitcher. And then if you leave a review, we will pair a wine with your username. And we put $1 towards fire relief in Napa for every review that is on iTunes. So help us help California with fire relief. That's something that is near and dear to our hearts. And just thanks for listening. I hope that you check in to the next episode to hear these amazing students and their presentations and all of their hard work and research that they put in this semester. So bye, friends. Bye, moms.
I wish I could go back to college. Life was so simple back then.
What would I give to go back and live in a dorm with a meal plan again?
I wish I could go back to college. In college you know who you are. You sit in the quad and think, oh my god, I am totally gonna go far.
How do I go back to college? I don't know who I am anymore.
I wanna go back to my room and find a message and dry erase pen on the door. I could just drop a class,
or get into a plane,
or change my major,
or take my TA.
I need an academic advisor to point the way. We could be sitting in the computer lab, 4 a.m. before the final paper is due, cursing the world cause I didn't start sooner, and seeing the rest of the class there too.
But if I were to go back to college, think what a loser I'd be. I'd walk through the quad and think, oh my god,
these kids are so much younger.